Senate President Godswill Obodakpabio, our dear Senate President, sir, you are not the constituted authority of Nigeria. Senator Akpabio, you cannot be the constitution of this country. You are not God, sir. You are a public office holder who was supposed to have been elected by laws. You should not be seen to be a lawbreaker. Our dear Senate President, sir, every time you need to be reminded that power is transient. Power, no matter how many years you spend in power, one day you will leave or power will leave you. This country, there was a National Assembly before your administration. And after your administration, there will still be National Assembly. There is no one person that is bigger than the Nigerian project. This country is bigger than every one of us. We must uphold the rule of law. Our dear Senate President, Your Excellency, sir, you are not the constituted authority of this country. Our dear Senate President, please, you should focus on very important issues. Insecurity, inflation, youth unemployment, maternal and child mortality, a civil service dysfunctionality, law enforcement brutality. This issue of Senator Natasha is not of existential threat to you. Allow the poor woman to resume her legislative assignment. So you say that the court no order will not to recall Senator Natasha, but you have gone ahead to appeal the ruling of that court, meaning you admit that there is a substantive ruling from a court of competent jurisdiction. Senator Akpabio, whether you want to appeal the case to ICC, to The Hague, or whether Bermuda Triangle, you have to obey the ruling of a court of competent jurisdiction. Senator Akpabio, no senator is greater than another senator. The same way the other 108 were elected is the same way you two you were elected now, and you should not shortchange anybody. The same way where your people for Akwa Ibom deserve proper representation, it is the same way that the people of Kogi Central deserve the representation from their lawmaker. All of this illegality and everything where they go with these shenanigans, there is no end in sight, and the victims are innocent Nigerians. Allow the woman to go back and resume her duties. There is no point. There is no need. You cannot be the constituted authority, our dear Senate President, sir. Shall be the time where court be ruled, say you can be the senatorial candidate in your senatorial district. When you been go to contest APC presidential ticket, you obey that order. So he gets some other way when they obey, and the ones who will know they obey. It cannot be so, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, you must be seen to uphold the rule of law at all times. You should not be seen to be a lawbreaker. Let the due process be followed, and let Senator Natasha resume her plenary. After all, what exactly is the threat? Who is she a threat to? This injustice cannot be sustained. You must allow due process to be upheld at all times. And if you not think, say, all of us, we go keep quiet because everybody go they fear. We no want talk. We no want this. For where it is not possible. We cannot all keep quiet and continue to die because the almighty hand of God is upon our lives. The truth, we go continue to say it because only the truth will set us free. This Nigeria, may I not die here. I live here. And God Almighty is able to protect life. But you see this injustice, it will not be sustained. Senator Natasha don't fight many battles for to reach this level politically, and I know that the God will bring her here will take her forward. Senator Akpabio, Natasha is not a threat to you. Allow the poor woman go back and do her job. You focus and do your own job. You don't. God has given you so much. Former governor, minister, commissioner, Senate minority leader, Senate president. Akpabio, rest now in the name of whatever you hold sacred. Hey, Nigerian politicians. May God help Nigerians. This injustice against Senator Natasha will not be sustained. My name is Peter for Nigeria.